As a product of boarding school life when I was a teenager, I'm always attracted to stories that talk about that kind of experience because I was there and lived it myself. So there is a powerful scene that takes place in the movie Dead Poets Society. The late Robin Williams, who plays this energetic and boundary-breaking and charismatic teacher of English literature, Mr. John Keating, he takes the young men of his class into the hallowed halls of their stuffy prep school, and he has them gaze into these elaborate trophy cases. And as the young men peruse the old photographs of these bygone sports teams, and they take in the now tarnished trophies from their championships, Professor Keating begins his eerie voiced lesson for the day, and he says to them, "We are food for worms, lads. Believe it or not, each and every one of us in this room one day will stop breathing, turn cold, and die. Step forward and see these faces from the past. They were just like you are now. They believe they're destined for great things, and their eyes are full of hope. But you see, gentlemen, these boys are now fertilizing daffodils." And at that moment, Robin Williams has the boys literally press their noses against the glass of the trophy cases. And in a reverent, sort of hushed tone, he invites them, "If you listen real close, you will hear them whisper their legacy to you. Lean in. What do you hear?" And then Professor Keating says in an eerie, almost ghoulish voice, "Seize the day. Carpe diem. Make your lives extraordinary." Wrapped up in everything Professor John Keating tried to share with his students was simply this: be alive, really alive. Not just taking up air and occupying space. Not just repeating what everybody else is doing because they say that's what you're supposed to do. Not just getting by with the bare minimum and mediocrity. Not just existing, but truly living. And wrapped up in everything our scriptures hold for us today, whether it's from the ancient Proverbs, to Paul's challenges to the Ephesians, to Jesus' bread of life discourse, is simply this: be alive, really alive. The book of Proverbs invites us today: come, eat my food, drink the wine that I have mixed, so that you may live. Paul warns us to watch carefully how we live, making the most of every opportunity. That's Paul's code word for carpe diem. Jesus proclaims, "He is the living bread, flesh for the life of the world. And when we share in his body and blood, we will live forever." The challenge to live, uttered three times just in the first sentence. And the only way in which we can truly be alive, to energetically and creatively seize our days, which God so graciously gives to us, is to welcome Jesus into the deepest levels of our lives. And this means, I think, that each day we have to recommit ourselves to become more and more totally identified with Jesus, with the person of Jesus, with his deepest thoughts, with his vision of life, with his values, with his mission, and with the people that he cared most about. That we must become totally identified with Jesus' way of living and giving. And we gather for this Eucharist today, as always. And as we do so, God invites us to live, to really live. And so at this moment, in my imagination, I'm envisioning Jesus as Professor Keating, gathering us around now, and he's telling us, listen real close, lads and ladies. Hear my voice and the legacy that I give you. Seize the day. Make your lives extraordinary. Eat my flesh, drink my blood, and know what it means to truly be alive. Go ahead. Lean in. What do you hear?